Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Once again, on behalf of all the Chinese devotees from Malaysia, Indonesia, Taiwan, Thailand, and Hong Kong, we wish you and everyone here today a very happy Lunar New Year. The theme of our celebration this year is love and selfless service.
亲爱的巴格凡，我们虔诚地皈依在您的莲花主下。在此地，我们代表马来西亚、新加坡、台湾、泰国、印尼和香港所有华人信众，祝您和在场所有的人新年快乐。今年庆祝活动的主题是爱与无私的服务。第四区包含马来西亚、新加坡、泰国、印尼和尼泊尔。我们邀请第四区的主席 Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran 为我们致辞。
Zone 4 covers Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, Nepal and the Philippines. We invite Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran, the chairman of Zone 4, to address us here on this happy occasion.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my most loving and humble pranams to the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected members of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, dear brothers and sisters, on behalf of the Chinese devotees of Bhagawan Baba, I bring to you greetings of a happy, prosperous and peaceful New Year. This year, as per the Chinese almanac, is the year of the goat or the sheep. Last year was the year of the horse. The horse represents vigor, vitality, courage and power. The goat represents peace, compassion, longevity and consistency. In short, from the year of rajasic activity, we are stepping into the year of peaceful and compassionate activity, the year of sattvic vibration. I am very happy to inform you that the Chinese New Year celebration is a joint celebration between Zone 4 and Zone 5 of the Sathya Sai International Organization. I have been requested by many as to the countries represented by Zone 4 and Zone 5. Zone 4 countries consist of 16, namely Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei, Philippines, Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Sri Lanka, of which all countries except Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh are actively taking part in SAI activities. Zone 5 consists of Hong Kong, China, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, of which Hong Kong, China and Taiwan are represented here today. The theme of this year's Chinese New Year celebration is love and selfless service, the theme that is adopted for the 10th World Conference to be held here in November. Zone 4 and Zone 5 have just finished their pre-world conferences on this theme in the month of January of this year. Both the zones had extensive study circles on the theme. The pre-world conferences were very carefully and lovingly planned and conducted under the direct leadership of our beloved chairman of Prashanti Council, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, who has inspired the countries in our zones to undertake more personal and community sadhana in the light of all that was shared and discussed. This new enthusiasm is reflected in this year's Chinese New Year celebrations. Under the leadership of Brother Billy Fong, who is a coordinator for Chinese New Year celebration as well as a central coordinator for Region 4.1, our Chinese brothers and sisters have undertaken various activities to make this a celebration of joy and brotherhood. The message of love and selfless service has inspired our brothers and sisters to undertake for the first time Grama Seva in 3 villages around Puttaparthi. And this was carried out with great love and enthusiasm this morning, lovingly, efficiently facilitated by Brother Sri Krishna. We are extremely grateful to Sri Sathya Central Trust for enabling us to undertake this seva. It is noteworthy that a big number of Chinese devotees from Indonesia are here and greatly inspired by Brother Dinesh, our Deputy Central Coordinator, Region 4.1, and you will be witnessing more songs and dances from Chinese children of Medan, in addition to what you witnessed last evening. Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba has always emphasized on love as the basic current of all that exists and functions in this universe. His life is his message, and that message can be crystallized in one word, and that is love, prema. Since love is the undercurrent, what is its manifestation? The only means of expressing divine love is through selfless service. Swami says that service done with no ego and egocentric desires for name, fame and reward is the best expression of love. This love has no boundaries of race, religion or geographical demarcations. This message of Bhagwan has inspired Zone 4 countries to undertake several projects and seva activities. Narayan Seva, visiting homes of the destitute, disabled, medical camps, blood donations, village adoption programs are regular activities in most of our countries, so much so that they are not even reported. They become part of the regular life of our Sai devotees in Zone 4. These help to widen the horizon of love in each Sai devotee, from the self and family to that of the community. However, many countries are undertaking and making groundbreaking progress in breaking racial, communal and religious barriers. The very fact that we have a big number of Chinese devotees in Indonesia, Malaysia and Singapore, and many indigenous devotees in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand and Myanmar, stands to prove that Swami's love has no boundaries or race or religion. At higher levels, Thailand, led by Brother Artong Jumsai, and Philippines have trained several thousand of teachers in their local private and government schools in education in human values. Nature has given us ample opportunities for service in countries like Indonesia, Malaysia and Philippines in the form of natural disasters. In Aceh, the tsunami of 2004, November 26th, and in the Philippines, December 26th, and in the Philippines, the Typhoon Yolanda in November 2013, the extent of damage was so great that the International Sathya Sai Organization came in to assist us. We had several earthquakes and volcanic eruptions in Indonesia and floods in various countries. We are just recovering from floods in many states in Malaysia. Malaysia has launched pervasive programs to respect and revere the parents, to increase the awareness in preventing teenage pregnancies and many other vices plaguing our societies. Mobile clinics in Indonesia and Sri Lanka are noteworthy. Major drinking water projects undertaken by Nepal, Sri Lanka and Indonesia. Reports from Nepal about distribution of blankets to the poor shivering in the cold winter were so touching that the other countries in our zone are coming forward to help in this seva. The whole zone works as one unit, and cross-border seva has been going on in Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, and in Philippines in Tacloban. Sathya Sai Organization Malaysia has proved its worth to the government of Malaysia as a reputed and reliable organization led by Bhagavan's message of universal love. For 3 consecutive years, a premier university in Malaysia has been inviting our organization to perform interfaith drama presented by youths from various religious groups. It's of great importance to note that in spite of being a Muslim country, the government of Malaysia has invited our leaders to sit on the advisory panel for inter-religious harmony. I'm also extremely happy to inform you that 13th of May 2013, the President of Indonesia announced the incorporation of Sattva Education in Human Values as an integral curriculum in all primary and secondary schools in Indonesia. Brothers and sisters, these are but some examples of how the fountain of love from Swami has inspired selfless service and how this is transforming the society at large. As I mentioned earlier, we have the representatives from Zone 5 here, and you'll be hearing from Justice Isabella Chu of Hong Kong, who was blessed with a call from Bhagawan, her first time after Bhagawan's Mahasamadhi. Her love for Swami is so great that she visited Prashanthi Nilayam 40 times in 1 year and has been spending every minute of her life in service. She is a glorious example for us to realize that Bhagawan is not limited by time and space. Swami continues to inspire devotees with his formless presence. Swami has gone to the formless, and is giving us the message that we devotees have to go beyond the form, whether it is a gross form, the subtle form, or the causal form. He wants us to align ourselves to his cosmic formless form and practice the valuable teachings he has given us. The great enthusiasm and love shown by our Chinese devotees stands testimony to the fact that we are one beyond form and one in Bhagawan's universal love. Let us uphold this unity, purity and divinity and march together to reach that goal. It is said that the spiritual journey is a lonely path and is an individual endeavor. But we can help each other by having the same goal, the same path, energized by the same source, Bhagawan's divine love. Love is the source. Love is the path. Love is the goal. Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. Jai Sai Ram.
Angrom 是一种竹子制成的印尼传统乐器。2010年11月18日，联合国科学教育文化组织 NESCO 正式承认印尼 Angrom 乐器是一种口耳相传下来的精粹和无形人类文明资产。亲爱的 Bhagavan， 在您的恩准下，我们现在请南洋智慧学校的学生进行 Angrom 音乐演奏，他们将演唱两首中文歌曲，第三首是梵文 Bhajan Ganesha Shananam。
The Angklung is a traditional Indonesian musical instrument made from bamboo. On November 18, 2010, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, officially recognized Indonesian Angklung as a masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. Dear Bhagawan, with your permission, we now have a musical performance on the Angklung by students of the Nanyang Chihui School of Medan, Indonesia. They will play and sing 2 Chinese songs followed by a bhajan song, Ganesha Sharanam.
我们今天的发言人来自香港。伊莎贝拉赛姐妹在2012年马哈萨玛迪之后认识史瓦米，此后一直是协调委员会成员，并积极参与 SEVA 的活动，同时也是香港赛中心 SEVA 活动的协调助理。伊莎贝拉赛姐妹也大力支持中国第一个赛中心的 SEVA 活动。她在香港知名的律师行担任律师长达18年，此后在2013年被指派为暂代法官。去年2014年11月23日史瓦米生日时，他的人生出现重大的转捩点。他在离开 Puttaparthi 之前被委任为香港司法部的正式法官。让我们邀请 Isabella 赛姐妹为我们致辞。
Our speaker today comes from Hong Kong. Sister Isabella Chu came to know Swami after Mahasamadhi in 2012and has been actively involved in SEVA activities as coordinating committee member and assistant SEVA coordinator in the operation of the Hong Kong Sai Center. Sister Chu is also actively involved and greatly gives support to the SEVA activities for the first Sai Center in China. She worked as a practicing lawyer for 18 years in a well-known counsel's chamber in Hong Kong before she was appointed as deputy judge in 2013. Last year's Swami's birthday, 23rd November 2014, was highly significant for Sister Chu, as just before leaving for Puttaparthi, she was appointed as permanent judge by the Hong Kong judiciary. May we invite Sister Isabella Chu to give her speech.
My humble pronoun at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. My loving siren to all respected elderly, dearest brother and sister. Happy Chinese New Year. Tonight is not only my honor and privilege, but truly my whole life fortune. I can speak in front of Swami to share my experience with all of you on how Swami transformed all my work into his work through his love and grace. My family and I came to Swami after Mahasamadhi in May 2012 upon his own calling. In the year of Mahasamadhi 2011, just few days before his birthday, my family and I given a chance to renovate the whole Sai Center. Actually, during that time, I was a Christian. I was a lawyer. My fiancé, he's a firefighter. And he and my family were not a Sai devotee at all. But with the grace and the miracle of Swami, we managed to finish the whole renovation for the altar of the Hong Kong Sai Center within 3 days and 3 midnight, and managed to reopen the whole Sai Center for the first celebration after Mahasamadhi. We were then given a second chance to renovate another Sai Center for the Hong Kong, and we were also requested to help the designing work for the Buddha Purnima, for Puttaparthi. Actually, during that time, the chairman of the Hong Kong Sai Center, he invited us to join their Sai Center to come here to see Swami. But every time I say no, because I was a Christian, And I know Swami is a god, for sure. But only in different form. I have no any intention to come here to see Swami. But on the day when we finish all the veneration and the deciding work for the program, on that day afternoon, I was being called by Swami in my deep heart to come here to see him. No choice given, no choice. That is the command. So I quickly to tell my family to prepare to come to here to see Swami. And they really think I'm crazy. My family say to me, where we go? I say, I don't know. We just follow the Sai Center to come here to see Swami. This is our first trip to come to Buddha Party. Without the physical form of Swami, Swami gave me the first dasan in my dream on the first night when I stay in the ashram. In the dream, Swami stand in front of us. He's very happy to welcome us. And he give us everyone have one pillow. Because he know we have no pillows in our room. That's what I complain when I enter in the room. And after the dream, I wake up in the midnight. When I open my eyes, I saw one red rose petal in front of my eyes on the bed. At that moment, I know Swami in my room. I'm very sure. So thus, I turn to my little sister. I want to wake her up and let her know Swami in our room. We have to wake up. But she didn't wake up. She just put her hand like this in the air. So when I look at the Swami picture on the wall, exactly Swami with the same blessing hand. We were blessed by Swami, and we start our Sai journey from then on. After the first trip, we go back to the Hong Kong. We have one scheduled China saver. But actually on that day, I very hesitate to go because I have all Sai Dasan here with all beautiful God energy. I don't want to lose it in China. But at that moment, I realize one thing. I don't think I myself, my physical body, didn't need or deserve such a beautiful energy except for his work. I'm very sure for that. So I decided to go, and I finished my China saver with all my love and devotion in offering to Swami. And after the saver, I managed to catch up the evening dasan at our Hong Kong Sai Center. And during the budget, second calling again in my heart. I have to come to see Swami again. Actually, during that time, I was really stuck in my career. After 18 years practice, I lost all my interest to fight and win the case for my client. Every day, I done my case in a very routine way and feel really dead. And every day, I looking very forward to off duty and rush to the Sai Center saver. But I know I really waste the God grace because he give me such a privileged career as a lawyer. And during that time, I come across one Swami teaching. Swami said, don't distinguish my work and your work. Do all your work with love as worship to me. I know that is a direct message to me. But really, at that time, I can't treat my daytime lawyer work as a divine work. So, in my second trip to Buddha Party, I sent a prayer to Swami and asking him to help me out in my career. Swami immediately answered my prayer from the book of Sai Dasan. Swami said, write all your problem in a letter and hand it to me. I will answer your prayer by the envelope of love. So I wrote a letter and I put up in the samadhi. Actually at that time I don't know how to get the envelope of love. And I back home. The first day in my law office, one senior colleague come to see me, and he said to me, "Isabella, I will leave the office very soon because I was appointed as a judge by the judiciary." I was very happy for him and feel so proud for him, because we have only 250 judges in Hong Kong among 7 million population. It was such a privilege to be appointed as a judge to uphold the justice for the whole society. After my colleague left my room, I suddenly have a very strong calling in my heart. I have to be a judge. I have to be a judge very soon. I don't know how to do. I just locked my door and I bowed down to the Swami picture in my office. And I said to the Swami, "If that's your answer to my prayer, if that's your envelope of love to me, if yes, show me how to do it. Because I have no connection to any judicial people, and there was no any open application for a judge in Hong Kong." So after my prayer, I go back to my working table to do my paperwork. It just only after 5 minutes, someone knocked my door. The same colleague came back to my room and he said to me, "Isabella, do you want to be a judge like me?" I say, "Yes, I want to be a judge." And he said, "I will help you, but you have to wait for next year when I settle in my post in the judiciary first, and I will recommend you as a judge." And of course, I very appreciate. But I tell you, at that time, I can't wait. Because such a strong calling, I can't wait. So after 1 month, I come back here to celebrate our first Swami birthday in Puttaparthi with Swami. The day before his birthday, we were given a chance to do the puja work for the altar in the Western Canteen. We have only 1 midnight time to do it, but we are very determined to do this work so that to let all devotees to see the love and the presence of Swami from our puja work. And on that evening, Dasan, my fiancé and I decided to send one united prayer to Swami, asking for his permission and his appointment for me as a judge first, before I do any procedure in Hong Kong. Because Swami is a god. He's the boss of the world. If he say yes, he grant the permission, everything will fall into place. So we want to take the cavalry. We want to see his permission first. After that dasan, Swami answered my prayer immediately. For one devotee who comes from UK, I met on the way when I go to the Western Canteen to do my puja. She asked me where I come from. I said to her, "I come from Hong Kong." And she said, "Oh, my daughter working in Hong Kong as a lawyer." And she asked me where I study. I said, "I study in United Kingdom in University of Glamorgan." And she said, "Oh, my second daughter working at a water project in your university." And she said, "By the way, my husband is a judge in the court of London. I know there's no coincidence. I can't control myself to share my prayer with this lady." And she immediately replied to me. She said, "Isabella, you will be a judge. You will be a judge very soon." And asked her, "How do you know?" She said, "In my last trip here, a lady also sent a prayer to Swami asking for the permission for her to be a judge. And she back home, she be appointed as a judge. And there is no coincidence. Swami threw me to answer your prayer. You will be a judge very soon. Be ready." And then I back home, The first day in the law office, the same colleague come to see me again. And he said, Isabella, no need to wait for next year. You have to write your application today. I have to hand your application to the judiciary by next week. So I wrote my application, and thus I went through my interview very smooth. I still remember pending the judiciary decision from the board. I come here to see Swami again. When I finish the seva in the morning, I stand outside the NA board. I still remember. There was a man walk strictly to me, and he asked me to open my hand. He gave me few packet of the vibhuti. The vibhuti in my hand, I just look at him and ask what, and he say, "This is the blessing from Swami to you." When the vibhuti in my hand, my mobile phone at the same time ring. I received an international call from the Hong Kong judiciary informing me that a court is ready for you to sit and ask what is my first available day to open the court. So when I back to the Hong Kong, I immediately appointed as a deputy judge. I worked very hard for every case. And just 3 days before Swami's birthday, last November, I was appointed as a permanent judge after a very short period of the deputy period. Swami really answered my prayer. He made my daytime work as a side judge, to sitting in the bench to uphold justice on behalf of him. And the evening time, I still continue my side saver. He really made all my work into his work, and totally out of my imagination and expectation. Because I never to think I can be a judge, not even in my dream, not even in my dream. But I must say, it's a really difficult task, sitting in a bench, very difficult. I remember one time when I finished one case, and I go back to my chambers, and I cry, and I said to Swami, no more question can be asked from my mouth. I've done my best to investigate the case. I leave it to you. And I said to the Swami, I work very hard every day for every cases. What I want to come here to see Swami, to be with him. After that, I booked my ticket for the weekend trip here. Actually, it's not a weekend. It's only a Saturday dozen, because I don't want to take any leave from the court. I say to Swami, I may not be a most brilliant judge in the band, but I will be one of the most hardworking judge to earn the good name for Swami. My family said to me, you are too crazy. You use 1 week time to apply your single visa to come here for only 1 day. And I said to Swami in front of his picture, I said, Swami, even 1 dozen, I come to you. I will come. Just let me to come. Next day, my family obtained my passport from the Indian consulate. You know what? When I opened my passport, it's not a single visa. It's a multiple visa for 6 months. Even the Chinese is not allowed to apply the multiple visa. Swami really know I'm crazy for him. Really crazy. And since then, I come here to see Swami every weekend. Every weekend. To recharge myself, to see his protection and guidance, for me to sitting in the bench. I asked Swami, I have to merge with his energy and vibration, not for myself. I don't need such energy. It's only for his work. And Swami just allowed me to come here. And the people say to me, Isabella, you're so lucky, you're so blessed, you can come here so often. And Swami always listen and answer your prayer. I say to them, yes, I'm truly blessed, because I know the secret of Swami. First, if you ask for the blessing and the energy from Swami, not for yourself, for his work, blessing will be granted for sure. Second, Swami said, my grace is here. How you earn my grace? Use your hand to do all unconditional service with all your love and devotion in offering to me as your sadhana. You will earn my grace. Every time when I do Swami seva, even a regular seva, I take it very serious and use a lot of energy. Actually, I'm under a lot of pressure. Because it's a Swami seva, you do it on behalf of him. You can't waste any resources. You have to make sure all the devotee, even if it's not a devotee, make sure they feel the love and the presence of the God during the seva. That is the most important thing. And even I come here only for one day, I will take all the chance to take all necessary items to go to the village and the village school on behalf of Swami. One thing I want to please Swami. I really want to make him happy. If Swami happy, I'm happy. I'm happy, Swami is more happy. When Swami is happy, I will surrounding with all his divine happiness energy. Grace will be there. I remember one time I have a conversation with the founder of the China Sai Center. There's no budget, no study class in the China Sai Center. I said to this founder, we have to start the saver, no more delay. And he said to me, Isabella, you don't understand. The villager here, they have food, they have house to live, they don't need our saver to help out. And I said to him, don't get Swami teaching wrong. When you do saver, you are not helping people, you are helping yourself. You make yourself closer and closer to Swami. I asked him, we have to start the saver and give the chance to all local devotees to earn the grace and feel the love and presence of Swami during the saver. And they start the regular saver since last November in Swami's birthday. It's only 4 months, but miracle come. The day when I come here for this trip, I received a phone call from the founder, and he said to me, Isabella, the only 4 committee members from our Sai Center, they want to come here to see Swami. This is the first time after 10 years they formed their committee. This is the first request. They asked us to arrange for their committee member to come here to see Swami. The miracle really start there. Swami, you said to us, the first time we can sitting here in front of you, all our good karma in our many, many past life already be paid to us. The second time, or any time, like most of us sitting here, not because we done anything, it's only because all your love and grace. Swami, peace. Bless everyone sitting here. No matter how old we are, choose us as your chosen one. Make all our work into your work. Become part of your assigned mission. And we promise to you, Swami, we will use our lifetime effort to make you feel proud of our work. Swami, we all love you. I love you, Swami. And on behalf of every member of our Sangha, we thank you again for letting us sitting here with you. And we wishing you a very happy and happy Chinese New Year. Cheers, Swami.
The Bhagavan, 今天我们有17个来自印尼南洋智慧学校10到14岁的孩子们为我们演出华人现代喜悦之舞。
Bhagavan, today we have 17 boys and girls aged 10 to 14 from the Nanyang Zhihui School of Medan, Indonesia.To perform for us modern Chinese dances of joy. Thank you.
喜恭喜
恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。冬天已到尽头，真是好的消息，温暖的春风就要吹进大地。
Bodharapahima.
Yeah.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. 我们呼道一声塞拉。
Sure. Sharanam Gacchami Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami Sangam Sharanam Gacchami Satya Sai Sharanam Gacchami
Jagadish सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
जय जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।